Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update from Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TOQ or TORQ and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. Shad and I are chatting with the executive chairman, Sean Wallace. Now, Sean, there was news that was released yesterday, September 8th, that focuses on the Margarita copper gold project in Chile and the definition now of three primary target areas and the start, or at least upcoming start, of the 4,000-meter RC drill program that is slated to begin later this month. Sean, just in a more general sense, please bring everybody up to speed on, again, the company's focus in Chile, but also this Margarita project and now progressing very near term to this drill program.
Yeah, well, thanks, Corey. Yeah, we're really excited. We're about to get started on, you know, drilling the Margarita project. We acquired it during this pandemic, so everything has taken longer. It's been a little more difficult, but we've been getting there bit by bit. And so, you know, obviously the goal when you covet these things, then you manage to make a deal and get it in, is always to get to this point where you're going to drill it and find out what you may or may not have. And what we had in that news release contained there was like the last bit of the sort of the targeting work that we have done, utilizing sort of geochemistry, rock chip samples, geophysics. We sort of coalesce all these preparatory sort of technical work to really make certain that we spend those drill dollars properly. As we all know, the market has been up and down and sideways, and so we wanted to really make certain that we're capital efficient, which we do in any event. So one of the things that has really come through in our targeting, and what we didn't know so much about this project when we first acquired it, we did it for the strength of the copper, but in an IOCG system, which is iron, oxide, copper, gold, you need the G, and that's gold. And gold has really been showing up in a lot of the work that we've been doing. So that gives us a bit of confidence that, you know, that we really may be onto a real bona fide IOCG system. At the same time, there's all sorts of a good porphyry look to it too. So, you know, we're really going to figure this stuff out once we start drilling. And that's what we're going to get doing here later this month. And we're really quite excited about it.
So, Sean, when it comes to this really initial program, the 4,000 meters, when it does start later this month, what are the overall goals? What can investors expect? And what are you guys hoping to prove out here?
Well, and you can see it from our news release with all the imagery of the sort of the bigger, and these are big targets, right? It's not like we're going after gold veins or, which I've done in the past and it's great and everything, but it's, they're more discreet and it really, you do a lot of head scratching with these ones. They sort of stick out to you. So what we're going to do is go and drill into the guts of the stuff that has that sort of really stuck out to us the most. And with the big, particularly in these sort of systems, the geophysics, physical signatures really help define where you should be going. So we have come up with these sort of three target areas that are, we call them high priority right now. And that's only based on the information that we have to date. Once we start drilling, then we get to have an iterative process, or our technical team has this iterative process with the earth, the scientists, they see what comes out and then they sort of formulate what they're doing. What we really want to do is gain an understanding of what we're dealing with here, maybe prove some of the concepts that we believe. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, best case scenario is we make a significant acquisition. We start to drill into some significant economic mineralization.
Yeah, Sean, I was just going to ask you that, because what does jump off the page when just looking through those tables of some of the rock chip samples and some of the targets is you've got a nice mix of copper and gold here. But the goal with a system like this is to find those wide bulk tonnage intercepts. And I may just bring this up because there's this thing in the marketplace we see from investors where they only hone in on high grade, but they miss the point that in big systems like this for copper gold systems, you really want to find economic meters and you want to find long intercepts that can actually be mineable. So maybe speak to us about what some of the goals of the drilling will be as to those regards.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, you know, you get your high grade samples here and there and they're really exciting and everything. And like you said, a lot of companies make the mistake. I don't think they make the mistake maybe at the technical team level, but in terms of when it gets communicated out to the market, and investors have been conditioned to sort of to scan tables and find the highest grade intercept and then say to themselves, okay, well, if we get that, we're going to be great. And, you know, obviously that's actually true. But if you're being a realistic mining entrepreneur or geoscientist, you're going to say to yourself, okay, what really is the type of grades, what's being mined in the area, what could work given the current metal prices and cost structures, and so on and so forth. And you know, we haven't really done enough work on this to understand what the average grade might be, but you know, it certainly isn't the going to be gleaned from the highest of the chip samples that we have at surface. And you know, if you can get 0.3, 0.4 copper and 0.29 gold and so on and so forth, I mean, over a wide intercept, of course, because, you know, we're not looking for 10 meter intercepts here. We're looking for hundreds of meters, stuff that can build up tonnage, you know, half billion ton deposits to a billion ton deposit. Really, what we want to see, widespread, disseminated, consistent mineralization over large intercepts. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'll take that all day over discrete high grade things that are almost impossible to connect dots with.
So, Sean, I want to circle back to your first question when you just quickly touched on the fact that you are seeing some bit more maybe than you expected of a gold component within some of the chip samples. And look, an IOCG deposit, it does contain gold in it. How do you see the gold component playing into here now that it really seems like it's coming a bit more onto your guys' radar?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we were hopeful that there would be a gold component. We knew there would be some sort of gold component, but it's looking stronger than we had initially anticipated. And, you know, I'm a little bit reticent to get my pom-poms out yet about it. However, when it comes in a drill hole, then I'll certainly be waving them with both arms. You know, it's just a really positive surprise that we didn't anticipate. So we're going to, you know, measure twice and cut once still, to keep our discipline. But we're quite pleased with how this project has sort of started to look up as you get to targeting. You know, sometimes you acquire these things, and as you're doing your targeting work, you actually reach the conclusion that you don't want to drill the project. And I mean, that's, having done this for 30 years, I've had all those sort of outcomes as well. So, you know, there was always that risk. We've jumped that hurdle now. And now I can, with full confidence and our board's full confidence and endorsement, to go drill this project and spend that dear capital trying to get an answer about what this project just might be.
Well, Sean, as you move forward, I believe you're fairly cashed up and have a good handle on the financial side. But just remind everybody what kind of money you have in the treasury and what the budget is for the upcoming drill program.
Yeah, we've got about $5.5-6 million in the bank, Canadian. This project, this drill program will probably take $1.5 million U.S. I know I'm jumping currencies here, but that's just, we're a Canadian company and we're spending in U.S. dollars down in Chile. So, you know, we're well financed for this fall and for the programs and the aspirations we have. But, you know, we'll be looking to finance the company here somewhere near the end of the year or early into the new year again.
Sean, one other point that I do just want a quick update on is something you and I have talked about in all the prior interviews, is that the company is still looking at acquisitions in Chile. Are there any updates you can give us here? Are you guys still looking at some acquisitions? Can we expect some news soon? What can you tell us?
Yeah, in terms of timing for it, I'm sorry that I can't. I wish I could, but it certainly, I can tell you that process has been marching forward, and it's been marching forward with an increasing sort of cadence to it. And we're very, very pleased with the types of things that we've been able to work on and to negotiate for. So I can say with pretty good confidence that it probably wouldn't be a great surprise to anybody if we managed to make a significant acquisition sometime here before the end of the year.
Well, Sean, just as we move towards the latter part of this year, what are the main catalysts or news that you want investors to be focused on, and the main takeaways you want investors to have as you move into this exciting phase of the drilling for the company?
Well, I think that's sort of three-pronged. One of them would be obviously any positive developments that come out of the drill program that we're about to embark on. That would be certainly a catalyst. We also have our Andrea project, which is scheduled for work early in the new year. So between now and then, as you know, that's a project that needs, because they're in the southern hemisphere, they've got the flip seasons from us. So as we go into fall here, they're going into spring at Andrea. We're going to be able to get up there. And who knows what kind of surprises we're going to get when we can actually get our boots on the ground there. That would be something that else could produce some good news or catalysts. And again, as we just discussed, any sort of new acquisition coming through the door, I think would also be quite helpful.
All right, Sean, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed and we will follow up as more news hits the market, especially on the drilling front or any acquisitions as well. Sean, keep us up to date on future news. Thanks for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thanks a lot for having me.